Well, why not talk to the guy himself? Jerry Jones joins us now on the Ticket Hotline, the Cowboys owner and GM. We've got so much to talk to you about, Jerry.
Good morning.
Good morning. And why don't we start with that game last night, Denver 24, Dallas 3.
Let's not talk about the game. How about that, huh?
Okay, well, you want to talk about the article on ESPN.com. It's quite revealing.
Let's talk about that game we had last night.
All right, what about the game?
Well, I think you clearly saw not only you two, but some people who aren't you two, that our problem was that we didn't run our glitz plays.
Your blitz plays?
No, glitz plays. Glitz plays. This team runs on glitz and glamour, remember?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That's right. And I knew it immediately when I saw us out there in the first quarter that Whedon was not wearing enough makeup. He needed like a gold bracelet or something for a little more glamour. You know, something to tart him up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the way I like him. I like them boys all tarted up for me.
I don't think that does you any good on the football field, though.
But it's glamorous.
Well, that final score of 27-3 was really ugly. You only scored 3 points.
Did you like those 3 points? Did you like those 3 points? I hope you did. I hope you did, Barbudge.
Okay, I guess we did, yeah.
And I don't know what got into Jane last night, but she had one more box of wine than usual. She had an exercise ball of Chardonnay in her before third quarter.
Well, wouldn't you if you have to watch that team in preseason play, for gosh sakes?
Why do you think I like Johnny Walker Blue so much?
Yeah, that's what we understand.
No, I... and I regret that I'm hearing a lot of people saying, hey, Jerry, where were you halftime interview?
Yeah.
Well, to be quite honest, I was about 40 sheets to the wind at the time.
40?
Yeah, I was in no condition to do the interview. I wanted to do the interview, but I couldn't get my shirt on in time. And, and Stephen and Charlotte had me in the shower with cold water running down my back and hot coffee being poured down my throat, and I just couldn't make it.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
But I would like to remain positive, hopeful. Let's look at the positivity. Preseason is over.
Yep.
So our losses are finally going to mean something now.
Well, that's a good thing.
You know, another positive. The best part of preseason being over is that it keeps us all from the pain of watching Mickey Spagnuolo going beyond his limits.
Hey, okay, come on. Mickey's a friend of ours. Don't say that about him.
I'm just funning, but I'm not.
Funning?
Do you want to talk about the article at all? Because it was...
No, I don't, but I will. And I want to say that the that reporter got access to me by him, by lying to me.
Hmm.
He misled me. He told me that he worked for Girls Gone Wild, and so I thought he was going to give me all kinds of access to Mam and Grammin on 20-somethings, and but he didn't. It turns out he was a reporter, and I would not have said the things I said had I known that he was a reporter.
Yeah, it was on the record, all right.
And boy, did he just lay it bare for everyone. I mean, that was he was cutting to the bone there, and he had me flayed open, and he was exposing my privates there. But after this, something like this comes out, after something like this comes out, you have to take stock of your life. You have to look at what is now out there, what you now have to confront, and I want to apologize to one person in particular for this profile.
Who's that?
Johnny Walker Blue. I hope that I did not embarrass him, because he is all kinds of kick-ass.
No, I think you promoted him pretty well.
I think I did too, and I think that I know Gene might get a little mad at me for some of that stuff being in that article.
Uh-huh.
But as long as I keep her in paintings and Chanel, I think she's going to let me live out my days cocooned in bourbon and sports mediocrity. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, there is the fake Jerry.